It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
Live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Goopa Goopa. That's right. I went to a rather posh party this week.
Did you?
Just gone. Yes, a rather posh party. So I will, for the whole of this, I will be speaking rather Goopa Goopa.
Goopa.
Goopa. This is Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And over the next just about an hour or under, if we can manage it,
We're
going to be bringing you the very best in exclusive alternative punk music. And
quite possibly the worst in chat.
The worst in chat.
Yes!
We will have news about the podcast. Piers will have news about Podcast Alley. We'll have news about various things we've been up to over the last week or so. And we've also got, once again, music from all over the world. And as promised, after last week, some Taiwanese punk reggae.
2 weeks ago, that wasn't it?
And you've just heard a little bit of it. It was supposed to be last week, but I just forgot it, didn't I?
Got you.
Or did I?
No, it was two weeks ago. Was the Monkey Special.
That's right, because the Taiwanese punk reggae purveyors got in touch with me and said, "Oi, why didn't you play it last week?" Fucking pricks.
No monkey in the title.
Don't you understand Fortnite? And he actually wrote back and said, "No, I don't understand Fortnite."
Ah.
He said, You Brits and you Aussies, you keep doing that. You keep saying to us Yanks in a fortnight and we just don't know what it means. So we just shut the next day. Right. So we might as well do get straight in then, shall we? Oh,
yeah.
There's not just a word of the week this week. There's a word of the week, there's a rejected word of the week, and there's a phrase of the week that is absolutely brilliant and is unique, and I'm very happy about it, but cool. I'm not going to spoil it yet because they come out in the thingy-bobs. So, what are the thingy-bobs?
The messages?
Yeah,
yes.
That's right, the messages.
Okay.
So, I went to this party with our friends Hamboy and Always Looking. And you have just heard them, haven't you?
Yes.
You've just heard the Blowjobs' fabulous 20th Century Fox that we recorded with them. More of that later on. What's interesting, though, is at their wedding, Felix is the reserve drummer for the Newtown Centres.
Is he?
And at their wedding, he's got the Newtown Centres as ushers.
Brilliant.
So I thought we might as well kick off the show with the Newtown Centres.
Why not?
That would seem sensible. Man. From their great album, The Reason You're Alive. We're going to play the first track off it. But Tony, you did alright last week against the internet. What I want to know is, what's the Newtown Centre's website?
Your phone on.
My wife's phoning up. Hold on, this will be funny. I have to answer it first. Hello, you. Yeah, I'm just phoning to say that we're really late starting in the studio, so I won't be home till later than expected. And this is quite funny, because we're actually making it now, so I'm having this phone call with you. On air. I was just about to play the first song. So, yeah, she'll be back about 6. Okay. A.M. Right, wasn't expecting that. So, anyway. Right, so back to normal service. In case you were thinking we maybe do all this in post. Oh, we didn't say live from the Punky Bunker. We'll sort that out. You might hear live from the Punky Bunker at the start of this, and then that'll really freak you out.
Yeah.
I've had a plan. Right, cool. What is the Newtown Centres website?
Is it newtowncentres.co.uk?
No.
Is it newtowncentres.com?
No. Well, the thing is, it might be, but I couldn't find anything out about it. They've got a MySpace page. We'll put them on our MySpace. The same as all the other acts this week.
Right.
But the only website I've got for them is their record company, sonic-hub.com. You even got that wrong.
Oh.
sonic-hub.com. Yeah, and this is... I left my girlfriend because my friend left his. This is something that I have some knowledge about because I've had a girlfriend before, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I left my girlfriend. people revel in the flesh parts of life. They like to wallow in that kinky pain again, again. There's many flavors to the flesh parts of life. I don't like cocktails and I'll have to abstain.
Oh, it's done it again. I keep forgetting about that, don't I? Gutted. Oh, so much. It's a good job we're not up for production in the podcast, Pete, isn't it? So, anyway, that was the New Town Centres, and I left my girlfriend because my friend left it. It's the first track of that album. That album's brilliant. You have to buy it. Go to Sonic-Hub Records, find out more, or look on our MySpace page. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Should be on there.
Yes.
On the top, whatever it is this week. What we could really do with a top 2,528.
Pretty much.
That'd keep it a bit more straightforward.
With all the different factions and bands.
We'll talk about those in a bit.
Okay.
So listen, shall we kick off with some comments then?
Yes.
I'll do MySpace first. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. This is the best and easiest way to get in touch with us. Although, as discussed by certain people, there is a limit on characters. Apparently it's 2,000, but if you write more than 2,000 fucking characters to us, you're an idiot. Hey guys, what's going on? Passing by just to say that your Brazilian listener is still here. Cheers, smacktards. Marcos. Thanks, Marcos. He's been with us from pretty much the start, hasn't he, Marcos?
Nice to drop by again.
I like a Brazilian.
Nice.
So this one's from Freedom Haters. They've been around for a while as well. Thank you very much for keeping tuning in, Freedom Haters. Fucking brilliant show, guys. Here's hoping you get sacked every week. The trauma seems to have brought you close together. It was good to hear you both so relaxed and having so much fun. Long may it continue. And every song on the show was blinding. This is the punky show to entice the masses to flock your way. Freedom Haters, like it. This is from Steve, always Steve, but we all know it's Bear. Mm-hmm. You got cancelled, shitter. Hope you can survive on the money Tony gets from being a circus freak. Much love, Steve, always Steve. Yeah. No, we can't.
No.
And this was from The Bloodhunter. We mentioned The Bloodhunter last week, I think, or the week before, but this was from The Bloodhunter Can Dance. Holy fucking shit on a stick. How the fuck could you leave us hanging like that? You get shit canned from your other show and you don't give us the full story. Talk about a bloody cliffhanger. We loyal fans deserve the truth with as many fucking details as possible. I noticed little to no difference in sound quality, thank you, from the inside of a tree. So you don't need those toilet lickers, but you abso-fucking-lutely must tell us all about why you got booted. We don't need names, but we do need the story. P.S. Word of the week, cock-knockery. The practice of being a cock-knocker, as in those fuckers who fired you must surely be experts in the field of cock-knockery. I do agree.
Yes.
I'm rejecting this as word of the week.
Okay.
Even though I think it's really good.
It's a good word.
It'll make the Punky Dictionary, but it's not our official word of the week. But I have a feeling that cock-knockery is just going to get in. I mean, there's already fart-knockers, aren't there? Fart-knockery's already there. But cock-knockery, as far as... not in the Punky Dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
You fart-knocker. I think they call each other that on South Park.
Okay.
So we will be getting cock-knockery in, but it's not the official word of the week. Hello, hello, kitten blood and comedian. Kim Blurred. I'm terribly sorry about the radio show. That's awful business. See, that's a bit more like it. I'd like to tell you that the Punky Bunker might be a good look for you. I'd also like to clear up that pone thing. Poning, pronounced poning, as you know, we discussed this last week, is essentially the same as owning. Exact same meaning, starts with a different letter. That out of the way, I'd also like to tell you I've invented a Dutch hellhole. While screwing around with my friend's ex-girlfriend, that can't be good, I happened to be talking about those silly Dutch blokes and their speech patterns. I then had the idea to give them all a country where they could bother no one but themselves. And here is the result. The Dutch Republic of Den Dutcho Swiss Finlander Dam. So how do you like it? I'm looking to also draw a flag. Once again, sorry about the radio show, and good luck keeping Punky alive. The Laughing Man. Well, I'm sorry, the Laughing Man, but there's already a place where the Dutch can keep themselves. It's called Holland. Fucking hell. Right. This one's come from the Prick Faction. Again, we'll talk about the Prick Faction later on, but it's nice to have my own fan club called the Prick Faction. Prick. Just to elaborate on the below comment, the term pone is derived from when a games host on the game Warcraft fucked up the spelling, apparently. As discussed, Prick Faction, I love you being my fan club, but quite frankly, I don't give a fucking shit what geeky fucking pony is. It can just fucking fuck off. We won't be using it again. You don't want to talk to, you've been poned. What, you've been made up by geeks? Listen, made up by freaks, that's the Punky Dictionary.
I've never really got the whole owning thing either. I've never used that either.
Yeah, you've been owned. Have I?
I don't know.
I thought they abolished slavery. Perhaps that's what porn slaves are, really. You're sold into sex slavery,
right.
You get pwned. Maybe the geeks will stop calling each other that then.
Maybe, let's hope.
They'd all love to be sex slaves. Right, so last one. This is from Amy, not from Philadelphia. To add to the TTN versus Punky date debate. Well, actually, Amy, not from Philadelphia. We have been trying to knock that on the head.
not the date again.
But anyway, to add to the TTN versus Punky date debate, I worked for a worldwide, emphasis on the worldwide, scientific company in the US. I now am a mad scientist instead of a porn title queen. But I'll still wank off to you. Sorry to say, everyone here has to use the format day, month, year. Silly UK rules. You know, if you add a comma, the meaning changes entirely. Silly UK rules. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Amy. Not from Philadelphia. Right, Tone, do you want to do Podcast Alley then?
Yeah, so these are the Podcast Alley comments. If you haven't voted for us yet this month, please do. If you go to punkyradio.com, at the top of the screen there is an important please vote for us link. Click on that, enter your email address, and if you wish, a subject and a comment, and we'll read out the best. We're doing quite well again this month. Please keep your votes coming. And these are the top 8 comments. Okay. Your podcast. 8! These Smacktards kick ass.
Yes, we do.
You want the truth? The truth is that punk continues to live.
You can't handle the truth.
The truth is that punk continues to live, thanks in part to this show.
Thanks pretty much exclusively.
Yeah, just us. Got some Danny.
Thank you very much, Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Had to vote. You two preserve my sanity while doing my shitty manufacturing job.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you, Anna.
That's okay.
No, that is great, actually. That's really nice, isn't it? This might be a bit louder than the last bedtime. I don't know what I've done with my fucking...
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Right.
Anyway, loyal fan. I've been voting and listening for months now. Hope you fucktards make it to the first place soon.
So do we.
That's from Kieran.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I noticed you didn't read out the whole name there. Was that Kieran D. O'Connor?
P'O'Connell.
Kieran P. O'Connell.
Kieran P. O'Connell.
Yeah, because I just thought that you were going to read out and go, Kieran P'O'Connell.
Yeah.
And I figured it's probably Kieran P. O'Connell.
Thanks for bringing that to light. Yeah.
That's all right, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Thanks. Hiya.
Hello.
Hello, Angry Pirates.
Hello.
Keep it up. Cheers from Brazil.
Yeah, cheers from
That's
Brazil.
Rude boy.
We're loving our Brazilian listeners. Rude boy.
Rude boy.
I think rude boy might actually be Marcus, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably.
I thought there was more than one bloke in Brazil, though.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just empty. Maybe it's like Nottingham, full of women.
Apparently,
yeah.
Wankers.
Yes.
Oi, you shit faces.
Yes.
We are not copying you. I have to say, I did hear the skags from your podcast, but isn't that the point of your podcast? Also, I made a point of not using the same song as you did. Also, I'm not American. I'm just I'm not too good on a keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
XD
you couldn't
wankers.
Type that down either.
No, that's from Sam.
I do feel very, very bad about that, in fact, because Sam, they sent us a post saying, check out our podcast. I went on it after the songs on it. We played a few weeks before. And really? I said, what are you fucking doing? And they said, well, I made a good point. I thought you were introducing new music to people. We went, oh, yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, nice one, Sam.
So where did you post that? Was that on the forum or something?
None of your business.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because I just thought, is that the blue? I thought, what are we talking about?
Tone, I get so much shit through, I can't remember who I've spoken to. If I don't fucking write it down and copy it out, I can't remember what I've done with it. Must be my advancing years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gooper.
Uh-huh.
I love Punky.
So
Punky, Punky, Punky. It makes my week. Listen to two complete cock rockets, crotch rockets on a podcast.
Crotch rockets.
Wow, I lead a sad life. That's from George the Girl.
Well, nice.
There you go. Punkarama.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Punkies. First time listener and now a subscriber. Keep on keeping on. Miss Peter.
See, Miss Peter. I like Miss Peter a lot. Miss Peter does a podcast as well. And obviously, I haven't got the information to hand. I wonder if that's the Unhushed Mellow.
Right.
I can't remember.
Maybe through a podcast.
Miss Peter was in the last round of the Podcast Peer Awards with us.
All right.
And didn't know how to fix the voting the way we did.
Oh, brilliant.
No, so didn't get through, but then I think listened to us as a result of that and has now subscribed. That's fucking brilliant. Cool. Thank you very much, Miss Peter.
One last comment.
Right.
Your podcast rocks.
Yes, it does.
I discovered it accidentally, but it fucking rocks.
Yeah.
I now have a decent radio to listen to on the commute to school from Antipro.
Hey, that's brilliant.
Thank you.
Like, I hope he's the bus driver.
Obviously.
Or a teacher. No, but I doubt it somehow.
Ah, so do I.
Next track.
Yes.
Right. Well, we haven't played anything by the Twats for ages.
No.
Yeah, I know that they did originally call themselves the Twats, but I'm sure they've changed their name now that we played them, right. The Twats are from, I think they're from Philly, Fleetwood, Philadelphia. We played them before. They've actually got a song called TWAT, but I think it says spells twat. Couldn't bring myself to play it.
Right.
But we played, We're Only In This To Get Laid quite a few months ago, and I promised them that we would play something else. I had to listen to it the other day, and I thought I'd play Piggy. Thing is, Tone.
Yep.
It's already Internet 1, you nil.
Yes.
Can you guess the Twats website?
Is it thetwats.com?
No, but you're nearly there.
Thetwatsband.com?
No. You've got the Twats bit.
Thetwats.co.uk?
No. Because they're from Philadelphia. Why would they be... They're from Pennsylvania. Why would they be .co.uk?
Maybe they want to be English. Or well, appear to be English.
Everybody wants to be English, Tony.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean we're going to let them.
True. Thetwatsrock.com?
No, you've got the twats bit right. You just need the .what.
Oh, right.
Fucking hell,
.tk?
No.
.net?
No.
.org?
Yes.
Bloody hell.
Although, after all that, I'm taking a point off. It's internet too.
I don't blame you.
This is Piggy. Hopefully.
It's the sweet ones they don't expect.
I'm indomitable in each and every cup. Used to be a bully, but then became a cop. Funny how things haven't really changed. Gave you a badge or you flunked and burned. Run, 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 run. Go, 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 go.
Hey, nice manual mixing.
Whew.
That was the Twats and Piggy. It's a great album, you know. The album is called Hell in My Pants.
What?
This just, right.
You're just smiling.
I said to you, I showed up here really hassled, didn't I?
Yes.
I was really freaked out. I've been working really, really hard today. From as soon as I got up, I was doing stuff. The bit I forgot to tell you, and right. I didn't forget to tell you on purpose, but because I was going to say it anyway, doing this. I have a lunch,
yeah.
Right, at 2:15.
Right.
Right, between 2:15 and 2:25. And then I thought, okay. Right, I'll now get ready to go out, let a fart go, and just fill my pants up. Completely forgot about it.
Thanks for sharing.
And was just going, oh, fucking hell. It's like, well, I mean, the thing is, we've been on it with Handboy and always looking for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it just must have affected my insides. And just his innocent little fart just turned into something very different. Very different indeed.
Right.
We did baby poos Friday morning, me and the proper Mrs. Edwards. That was a huge amount of red wine, organic red wine, and some beneficial herbs.
Organic red wine?
Organic red wine and beneficial herbs, and the next morning, just green shit. I've had quite a poo-centric weekend
God.
Ago.
Poo stories.
Yeah, that's what you want. Right. Right. So, I've done my Space Ladies comments.
Yes.
I think we'll do... we're going to talk about T-shirts in a minute, aren't we? But
yeah.
I'll just run through the emails and messages, because I do want to get the word of the week out of the way. Now, there is another one that's ginking. We haven't done ginking before, have we?
Ginking, no.
That's come from a podcast called Documentally, who I love them. But we're saving that for next week.
Okay, yes.
Just so that they know. Because we haven't heard from Daisy in a while.
Like, no.
But we have heard from Daisy. Daisy's in Ventura, isn't she?
Ventura, California,
yeah. And I just got this really innocent-sounding email through. Tiny little thing. Just says, in the company of feminists, intercourse should be referred to as the pigskin pulling into Tuna Town. Use it as you will. Daisy. I just thought that was fantastic.
That's cool.
So, yeah, right, in the company of feminists, I'm going to make sure that rather than saying intercourse, I will say the pigskin bus has pulled into Tuna Town. In fact, the next time me and the proper Mrs. Edwards lock horns, and she says, how's it going? I might go, whoa, the pigskin bus has just pulled into Tuna Town. And if I'm still alive to tell the tale the week after, I'll tell you.
Brilliant.
Right, this one's come from Cheeky Charlie Charlotte, but not our Charlotte.
Right.
Not our Charlie. Just wanted to say, Punky rocks my socks, which reminds me, I wanted to give you a suggestion for word of the week. Cock soccer. It's another word for wanker, but I tend to say just soccer in a Japanese accent.
Soccer.
As there's a Japanese emo brat at my school who doesn't understand Kimblurred. Yeah, but the thing is, though, girl, cock sock, I've actually used the phrase cock sock myself.
Have you?
Wah! 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 I did once refer to the proper Mrs. Edwards' lady place as a furry cock sock. So I'm afraid we can't have that, Cheeky Charlie. You're just looking at me just in shock.
I can't believe you're married.
Oh, you raunch mongers. Oh, that's more like it.
Nice.
It pained me hearing you mangle the pronunciation of pwned last week poorly. It is pronounced po, as in fuck the police, and as in minus a, pwned. Well, now you know how to say it. And by the way, the phrase pwned noobs is geek language for kicked dem biatches, skanky ass cakes to hell. Anyway, I love the show. It makes me laugh even more than giving out free angry pirates to his enemies.
Really?
That's very difficult to sort out. You need your enemy to like you for a bit.
So that's the third penny.
And if you find that creepy... Oh, and if you find that creepy, you should see what's in my basement. Mwahaha, evil laugh. Well, peace, my hombres. D. Well, sorry, D, but you're clearly a fucking geek as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't know all about this pwned noobs business.
Stop with the pwning already. It's getting worse than the date thing.
Listen to you, stop with the pony stop already.
Stop with the pony. I'm watching sitcoms way too many. Go on, come
on. Yeah, I'm watching sitcoms way too many. I'm like so watching sitcoms. 24/7. Hey, Mr. Paulie B, sir. Just got back from me holes, and I'm planning to catch up on the Punky show still. Just listening to the August 29th show. Fucking ace. Love that song about the TV license. Who did it, and where can I get my hands on a copy? It was done by my mate, who actually did the Punky theme as well.
Yep.
Under the title of Spin Cycle, and I shouldn't think he'll mind me sending you the MP3, mate. In fact, we can probably put it on the MySpace page, can't we?
We could take off the answer machine or something.
It's due for an update. Yeah, well,
let's lose Love Machine.
What I'll do, I'll ask Seb and we'll see if we can put it on our page. Okay. And there you go. It says, you're the only person I know. Oh, sorry, it says, I'm not the only person he knows. I think also you should play the Numbskulls song BBC Bastards and explain why you are in favour of the TV licence. You're the only person I know that has that opinion, you fucking weirdo. Anyway, speak soon, Poco. I think if a lot of people disagree with the TV licence, there'd be enough for us to march on Broadcasting House.
Yeah.
I think it is quite a popular idea, and those of you that don't like it, fair enough, but I don't want to get into that this week, so fuck off. Right. T-shirts. Now, Tony, would you like to tell us a little bit about the MySpace T-shirt store?
MySpace? The Punky Radio T-shirt store. If you go to punkyradio.com...
Oh, sorry, yeah, it's not MySpace. It's my fault. Shut up.
Click on store. It's on the left there. You'll find our Cafe Press T-shirt store for Punky. We have about 5 or 6 designs, I think, currently. I think there are a couple of pink ones, a black one, and a tighty white one.
And we did mean to mention this last week, but...
You forgot to. But because of all the
there's one news. That is you, sir, are a wank stain on the duvet of society. And we were only going to put it up for another week, but because we forgot to tell you last week, we're only going to put it up for one more week because we're a little bit concerned.
It's a little bit dodgy because I think the Cafe Press have certain obscenity rules.
And that is certainly obscene.
And I think we're pushing with that one. The rest of them are all quite clean.
The rest of them are all
the
right.
Wank stain one is
it sticks out a bit.
It's a toss up, isn't it?
It is a toss up, yeah.
So, if you want to buy that one, you've got until
you'll have to
the
get
next
it.
Show.
Yeah, you've got until what date is it today? 12th, and it's going
12th,
out.
Yeah, September.
So 11th, you've got until, you've got until the 19th to order it, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the time next show comes up, it'll be gone.
By the time next show comes up, there'll be no more wank stains.
But if you do have an idea for a T-shirt and you look at the T-shirt and think, well, this what I will quite like this one, but they're not there. Email me Tony@.
You've hardly used any words in that.
I know. I just went from an R
quite a lot. Stop there. If you have an idea for a design for a Punky Radio T-shirt, feel free to design it and email your design to tony@punkyradio.com. Is that all right?
That's great, yeah.
That's all right, okay. Yeah. Also, when you buy a T-shirt, because we've already sold quite a few, haven't we? So
yeah.
When you buy one, if you get a chance, take a photograph of yourself wearing the T-shirt in wherever you are, ideally by a street sign.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll put a page up on punkyradio.com.
Yes, we will.
We'll do a hall of shame of all the people that have bought our T-shirts and where they've bought them. So you will get the chance to live forever, or as long as we've got the website.
Yeah.
We should be forever. Quite frankly, I'm surprised we haven't been sacked from that.
Can't sack ourselves.
Should we get on with the next song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there other T-shirt stuff to do, or are you all set?
That's it, really. So
that's it, yeah.
Just one reminder, yeah. So the actual address is cafepress.com/punkyradio, but you could have MySpace page or our normal
website.
Just
go to punkyradio.com and hit store, and you'll go straight there. Right then, Tone. So the next band on, I did promise to play them a week or so ago. In fact, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And I left it at home.
Okay.
But I have brought it this week. It's by a band called Point 22.
Okay.
I think, or 0.22. They're from Taiwan, but I think they're Septics who are just working there.
Right, okay.
Or doing the band there. Thing is, Tony, can you guess their website?
Point22.com?
Well, to be honest with you, mate, I'm going to have to give you a point here anyway, because I've put last week's band's website underneath it. So I'm going to have to give you a point there, so it's 2-1. And they are on our MySpace.
Right, okay.
So it might be that they've only got a mic. I think they have got a website, but I can't fucking remember what it is. So it's not really fair of me, is it, in this instance? So what I'll do instead is just play it. And I think you'll like this. This is a bit of a slow burner, guys. Don't worry about it. It gets going. This is what I would describe as exclusive exclusive Taiwanese punk reggae that's... First time broadcast ever, I believe, right, on Punky Radio. And if it's track 9, I think, is it track? It's track 8. Here it goes. This is called Fuck No Techno. Yeah.
Satan. He's all around. Fuck no techno. Fuck no. Fuck no, techno, techno, fuck no.
I just kept saying screw it.
3 months later, have another go. It don't come so easy unless you got a gun. It don't come so easy unless you're having fun. Locked and loaded, stocked and coated, rock devoted, on encrypt the shit.
Well,
that was good, wasn't it?
That was point 22. Fuck no techno. How about that, hey?
That fucked up techno. Oh, sorry, no, fuck no
techno. Fuck no techno. That is, as far as I'm concerned, the first time Taiwanese punk reggae has ever been broadcast in any capacity at all. If you'd like to find out more about them, they will be on our MySpace Top 24 this week.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, there's a few things that haven't happened this week that we rather hoped would. That's right, isn't it?
Right.
For example, you haven't got an Izzard twat, have you?
I haven't, no. So I talk about that.
Yeah, talk about that.
So yeah, if every week we do a Izzard twat segment for new listeners. If you know somebody who's particularly deserving of the title twat, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. And we always try and keep it kind of light and kind of humorous, if you can.
Yeah, and trying to make it too long.
No. Succinct emails would be great.
Yes.
So yeah, please email me.
And make sure that you only email tony@punkyradio.com with your is a twat. And if you mark it is a twat at the top, it's going to save a bit of time. But we haven't had one.
No, so there isn't one this week.
In exactly the same way, we haven't had a poem for Poetry Corner, which I was very upset about. I may recite a poem of my... Oh, because you know, I told Hamboy about reciting the Ni Nang Nong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, and there's a few other Spike Milligan poems that I really like as well. I've got three favourites. They're all short. As soon as we haven't got a Poetry Corner, should I just do them?
Can do,
I'll just do them, yeah. Right, first one's called One Day I Saw a Little Worm. Do you know this one?
No.
One day I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. Perhaps he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Oh, that's a very nice one by Spike Milligan. And then there's one I called... now, I can't remember the title of this one. I think it's called There Are Holes in the Sky. Right?
Right, okay.
There are holes in the sky where the rain falls in. It's ever so small, so they're ever so thin. Or something like that, anyway. Okay. But my favourite one is I'm not scared of mice and rats. Have you heard this one?
No.
Now, again, I might not have got this word for word, but it goes, I'm not scared of mice and rats, puppy dogs or pussy cats. But a hippopotamus could eat the lot of us. If you think you can do better than that, make sure you email paulieb@punkyradio.com and we'll read out your poem. And I really like Poetry Corner because it goes on the website as well.
Yes.
If your poem comes through and we like it, it gets on punkyradio.com. So please do that. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner.
And so does Listener's Art. We've not had any We haven't had any listener's art for a while. If you want to email, send it in,
well, the thing
out
is,
to that page.
As far as the Listener's Art goes, it can go anywhere, can't it?
Yeah, they can put it on MySpace or whatever. Or
you can stick it on the MySpace, email it to us, stick it on your own website and send us a link to it. We'll have a look.
Yeah. And if it's good enough, we'll stick it up on
It can
Radio.
Be anything to do with Punky or with Tony or with me. We've had some brilliant stuff on there. I recommend, if you haven't looked at the Punky Radio website before, then go to punkyradio.com and look down the what's that thing bar called
menu?
On the left side? The
toolbar.
Menu. The menu on the left-hand side. You probably won't get beyond store because you'll be buying so many T-shirts. But if you go down it, there's the Swearesperanto Punky Dictionary there. Mm-hmm. There's the Listener's Art. There's loads of photographs on there.
Yep.
There's all the poems on there. There's all sorts on there.
Yep.
Have a look. 2,500 people a day do. Which is quite incredible, really.
And they can't all be wrong.
They can, yeah. Yes. 70,000 listeners a month can't be wrong, I suppose. Although they could be, couldn't they?
Yeah.
So that's that.
Okay.
And we are building up for another appearance from Judgmental.
Are we?
Yeah. So if you have a situation that is unresolved.
Right.
And needs to be judged by my superhero alter ego. Then yes. Simply email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll bring along the cinnamon gum and the rest will just happen. So that's
the
that.
Magic.
Now, also, I've got to say hello to Kelly from the Based podcast, whose promo we were supposed to play this week, but couldn't find it. But she sent us something in last week and I completely forgot her name. And
all right.
I'm very sorry about that. So I brought that in this week. And also, the guy who runs Motor Sounds Records, who is also in the Motor Sounds, but I think they've now changed their name.
Right.
It's Andy. Watch you, Andy. Thank you very much for supporting Punky. We really appreciate it. And thank you very much, because when we play a Motor Sounds track, he just lets every single person he knows know it's on. Absolutely brilliant. So, cool. Yeah, that's that. This is all a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, let's play another song.
It's all info. So, hey, guess what I got through the post this morning, Tone?
What's up?
Guess what I got through the post?
Is it a CD?
My Frankenstein t-shirt.
Oh, really?
A Frankenstein t-shirt, yeah. Finally,
nice.
Georgie got in touch and said, hey, Paul, you know we said we'd put aside a Frankenstein t-shirt for you. Well, she said, you know we put aside two Frankenstein t-shirts for you and Tony? And I went, yeah. She said, well, at the end of the tour, we could only find one. So here it is. So fuck off.
All right, brilliant. Thanks.
All right, then. Anyway, let's hope the next track works. This is Frankenstein, seeing as they've sent me a T-shirt. I love this album. We've played a couple of things by them before. The song that we're going to play is Thunder Jug, right?
Right.
Now, thing is, Tone.
Yes.
And you've had a few goes at this, so I reckon you might do all right. The score currently is Internet 2, Tony 1. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me Frankenstein's website address?
Is it just frankenstein.com?
No, and you were in the studio when he said it the first time as well, when Dave Grave himself said it.
Frankensteinband.com?
Nearly.
Frankensteinband.com.
Get in.
Oh.
Booyakasha.
Woohoo!
Frankensteinband.com makes it. Internet 2, Tony 2. This is Thunderjug, and they are on our MySpace. So make sure you check out our myspace.com/punkyradio and find them. This is track 5, I do believe. This is Thunderjug, and there's a bit of an intro tone, so we can probably talk a little bit over the top of this because it's quite cool. Check it out.
Yeah. Nice.
Like it. Enjoy.
Woo!
Drug of choice for Thunder.
That's great, isn't it?
Yes. That Frank is always good.
That is great. Why have I, that's better. Oh, I've done it again. Tone, turn it down. Goodness sake. All right. So, we've got all these fan clubs, haven't we? And different MySpace
and
profiles.
Factions and
factions and... Factions and... I mean, it's great,
who,
really.
Who may or not be at war.
And I know, I it's a bit weird, but I was reading something. Basically, BT want to set something up like MySpace, don't they? Do you know
are
about
they?
This? And yeah. there's various people trying, or they're trying to buy Friendster or something else or whatever it is, and like YouTube, and there's all sorts of things that there's like BT want to get involved in. At the moment, we've been concentrating on MySpace.
Yes.
And we've got, obviously, everyone knows who listens to this show, that we've got the Punky Radio MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. And the rest of the things we've got are all on there, but I just want to tell you them, a little bit about them first, because I've set up my own profile, former comedy primarily. But feel free to go on there and have a look about the... basically, it'll be about the other stuff that I get up to. And there's already been... We've already had some punky listeners who've gone on there and said, oh, wow, because we don't really list the gigs that we're doing.
No.
Saying, oh, wow, you're playing my college. Oh, I'm going to come down. And it's like, it's quite nice, because hopefully... we'll get the chance to meet a few of them.
Yeah, because we normally we try and mention when we're playing gigs, but we sometimes forget.
We always forget, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing this weekend, by the way. I'm doing Reading Jonglers.
Cool.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
I'm still good. I missed you the other week. But anyway.
Yeah, you're not going. Tone. You're not going. Well, Friday night up there was brilliant. Saturday night was a bit ropey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or Friday night was great for me. After I went on, apparently, a woman fell asleep. That not as a result of me, after the break. A woman fell asleep, and the MC, my mate Brendan, got the crowd to shout wake up and all this, and her boyfriend couldn't wake her up. They thought there was a major problem, so Brendan went up and said, are you sure she's all right? And he's gone, yeah, she's just pissed chap. we think that he'd actually rohypnol her, because they couldn't wake her up. And then when she did wake up, she was, oh, I don't know where I am, what's going on, fucking hell. So anyway, the door staff came over to move her, and when they did, the bloke lost his rag, started throwing pints and threatening people.
Oh, Jesus.
It was all a bit odd, but that was long after I'd gone, so it didn't matter. Yeah, now, so I've got my profile. You've got your own profile, but you don't really want to talk about it, do you?
No, I'm just going to keep it for like people like family, friends, and people.
You're going to keep it for people you know. Well, it is interesting, because when I set up my profile, I thought I'll go through all the Punky Radio MySpace friends, and I'll add the ones that are something to do that makes sense for them to be part of my profile.
Yeah.
And of the 2,500 people on there, there were 30.
Brilliant.
But then a load of other people just want to be involved anyway, which is great, so thank you.
Yeah.
And feel free to add us at any time. Then there's also, and I'm really pleased, look, you can talk about Treat Tony Nicely first.
Okay. Yeah, there's a faction started. The first faction to start is called Treat Tony Nicely. You can find them at myspace.com/treattonynicely. Started by Daniel, Chantel and Amanda, I believe. Not in a warring way, but just try and get people to talk to me a bit nicer.
It was just a chance for people that did actually like you
to voice their opinions.
To voice their opinions on your own little page.
To show their love. And if you go onto the page, you'll see my first bit of fan art, where I look a little bit like Dr. Evil.
I haven't seen that.
I had hair. Didn't you? No.
Oh, what? The one with you holding up the balloon being gay or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Treat Tony Nicely. There you go.
All right.
Anyway. And you've got your own as well.
And that is TTN, which is in keeping with the fact that our favourite podcasts are Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes.
And did you hear their show last week?
I think I heard part one, because they had Rick in the studio, didn't they?
I heard part one. Part two was great. Was really great, because normally I can't be arsed with part two. I'll be honest with you. But part two was fantastic. I normally listen to part one and then go straight to part three for Phil McCrack and Whitcomb.
Yeah.
But I did listen right the way through, and part two, God showed up.
Did he?
And was brilliant, yeah.
That's nice of him.
I can't believe they've got God on their show, because we had him lined up for a few weeks, but yeah. I don't want him on now.
Do we have Satan on the week?
Well, do you know what? I'm kind of hoping that God, if he gets the chance, and if he is... if he's been converted to Punky after being on Total Talk Nonsense, if God could maybe do a little shout out for
us a line,
yeah, that would be great if he gets the chance. So John and
always
Scott,
nice.
If you get the chance, maybe you could ask God if he could maybe send us a little sound file, either through the internet or in his more conventional form of, he could just relay it to us as a miracle in the Punky Bunker.
Just made of wood,
whichever one works first. Speaking of miracles,
yes,
I was, I got up early the other morning, I can't remember, it might have been Thursday morning, and I watched a bit of GMTV because when the proper Mrs. Edwards is getting ready for work, she watches GMTV, right? And they're the wonderful, lovely, attractive and sexy Dr. Hilary Jones, who all the ladies love, Dr. Hilary Jones. And Dr. Hilary Jones is sat on the couch and they're going on about something. This girl's been ill. And they said, well, were you expecting some miracle cure or something? And Dr. Hilary Jones just went, oh, there's no such thing as miracles. And I went, oh, thank you very much, Dr. Hilary Jones. You've just thrown 2,000 years of Christianity out the fucking water. It's like, that's it. Magic? Pah, don't think so. Nothing. Fairies at the bottom of your garden? Don't think so. I'm Dr. Hilary Jones. I know everything. I was really fucked off with him.
Didn't you get any kind of anti-atheist, like hate mail or something?
Ah,
surely.
The twats on the couch didn't say anything about it. They went, oh, aren't they? It's just fucking, all right, fair enough. Dr. Hillary. There was some other stuff that he said during that that I obviously can't remember at all. So there's also this other faction, because some people rightly thought that treat Tony nicely was a bit of an unfair advantage, so went ahead without asking us or without doing anything, just off their own bats, and started up Spank Tony Like a Bitch.
Yes.
And Spank Tony Like a Bitch is actually, it can be seen positively.
It can.
Yeah. Anyway, he's building up the friends now, but it does seem to have gone in. And it's a fantastic profile. He's done a...
Have you seen the picture?
Oh, the photo montage is terrific. Absolutely bizarre. It's really, really brilliant. And
a bit worrying.
And then the last one is the Paul Really Is the Cooler Kid faction, also known as Prick. Which is a little... It's not a fan club for me. It's just people that think I'm cooler than you. So quite frankly, anyone who doesn't join that is an idiot. Simple.
Fair enough.
We also, finally... for MySpace, have our Punky Owns MySpace group, and thank you very much to Alex, who we've formerly just been so rude about.
But not on purpose.
But not on purpose.
We just thought he was a girl.
Yeah, but now we know he's a man-woman thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but thank you very much to Alex. Fuck me!
People in the building.
Limp Biscuit have just walked past the window. Fucking hell.
That scared you, didn't it?
How did he get in the forest?
He's got keys.
There's keys to the forest. I hope they're made out of wood.
Loads of them in here now.
Get him in.
Come in here.
Fucking in. We've got.
Say hello to the world, Christoph.
Christoph the Almighty's shown up.
God.
If you don't mind, Christoph, we are rather in the middle of something. But feel free to just go over to that mic and say something about your band into it, where people can find it, your MySpace or whatever.
All right, I'm in a metal band. We're called Blind Hostility. You can find us at myspace.com/blindhostility. New demo soon.
Very good. And when the demo's done, we might even play it on this.
Oh, there's a really nice
room. All right,
thank you.
Yeah, all right, mate. Can you fuck off now?
Bye.
How did that happen?
Got invaders in the Punky Bunker.
There's invaders in the Punky Bunker. Fucking hell. Yeah. Oh. By the way, if the levels are all over the place this week.
Again, we apologise.
Bear in mind that we live in black and white and we're made out of wood.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we're not plugged into the internet. We have to weave one of the branches into a socket and hope it works. Yeah, so there's also myspace.com/punkyowns. There's about 130 registered members on there now, and that's a good place to, if you want to influence the show.
Yes.
It's a good place to go.
Start any threads you want about it.
Yeah.
If you want to let us know about the quality of the sound, right, as well, man. I'm
last
more
track.
Interested.
Last track.
Yes.
Last track. And this track, this is by... I've been aiming to play this for quite a while, this last track. And this is by the Popzillas. Now, do you remember when we did Wolverine Records special?
Yep.
God, I'm linking this really fucking smoothly, man, by the way. We did a Wolverine Records special, right? And Wolverine said to me, can you... I think it was Wolverine.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, it might not have been.
Anyway.
No, this might be Indie Box. It's an Indie Box.
Well, the iTie one.
Indie Box or Wolverine. Yeah, but anyway, they wanted us to play the Popzillas, and I said, I'll give them a listen when I get a chance. It might have been Indie Box. I'm going to have to go. Oh, it doesn't fucking matter. They'll go on our MySpace top, whatever it is. Anyway, the reason this is quite a smooth link, until I fuck that bit up, is that next week is a girl special.
Is it?
And this band has got a lady singer. The Twats have got a lady singer as well, but I don't think she wants to be called a lady.
Right.
And I think she'd rather be called a riot girl or something.
Right, okay.
Or something. She's certainly very hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, anyway, Popzillas, though, they were one of the bands that they, whichever label it was, wanted me to feature. So, anyway, I will make a big thing about them, and we'll mention which label they're on next week, because I don't know if I've got it. It is Wolverine.
It is.
It is Wolverine. So it was absolutely ages ago. Wolverine, that's better. They said, could you feature the Popzillas? And we went, yeah, of course. And then I didn't do. So I'm going to now. This is Pandora Pop. And this is, I don't really know what to say about this song, other than it's really quite catchy. And I think you'll like it a lot, Manly. I think you'll like it a lot.
Excellent.
Here it goes. Let's go. No idea what the level's going to be right on this. Might be a bit like the Crybaby emo. Okay. Kim Blood. Oh, I don't know. There's so many Kim Bloods around. There were a few Kitten Bloods at my fucking comedy club the other night.
Really?
Right. And I didn't say anything to them. I just figured if they've come to that, they obviously want to cheer up. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But it is like where Felix Hamboy, where he cuts hair in Hitchin, it is like some sort of emo production line.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Well, it sort of goes. This is Pandora, is it? Pandora Pop. Pay attention, Paul. Hopefully. And it's great. I think you'll like it. I think there's a bit of a warm-up. Yeah, this is nice. Enjoy. I just fucking paused it. you've done that right. Yeah. So that was the Popzillas and Pandora Pop. Tony, I completely forgot. It's at a vital stage in the proceedings. It's Tony 2, Internet 2.
Yep.
This is the last chance. What is the Popzillas website?
Popzillas.com.
You've fucking done it.
Yeah.
You've beaten the internet. You've beaten the internet.
I've beaten the internet.
It's now called. It's now called the Tony Net.
Hey, Tinternet.
From now on, it's Tinternet. It's, well,
Tony's
actually.
Net.
From now on, the internet will be known as Tony Kimblerdnet. Hamboy, I've just remembered, Hamboy sent me another joke. He said, because you know we did a how many emo kids it takes to change a light bulb?
Yeah.
None. They'd rather sit in the dark wanking and crying.
Yes.
Well, there's now, how many emo kids it takes to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
Sorry, MySpace has experienced an unexpected error. Right,
damn
the
you,
reason
Tom.
that I've just mentioned Hamboy and Always Looking is at the start of this show, we've completely forgotten to mention it.
Yes.
At the very start of this show, you hear the Blowjobs' latest work. I was in session with them all weekend, actually. But,
okay.
But in session with recorders on Sunday, and they did 20th Century Fox intro that's now at the start of this.
Yep.
But they also did... That's all, folks. Warner Brothers, that's all, folks. And we are playing it right at the end of this show.
Yes.
And it's fucking quality. So, look, we've hardly used the word or phrase of the week, have we, this week? We've been a bit waylaid.
We'll have a little bit.
We'll have to sort ourselves out with that. We'll use them both next week. Because what a great expression that is. What a, just a brilliant expression. The pigskin bus has pulled into Tuna Town.
It's up there with Uncle Phony.
Cock knockery. That is quite good. I knew that cock knockery will get in there, because it will. I mean, what sort of cock knockery is this?
The bad guy in Jane Silent Bob was cock knocker.
Cock knocker by Mark Hamill. Yeah. Luke Skywalker was cock knocker, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he knew how to knock a cock.
Don't fuck with the Jedi Master.
He had a big fist.
He did.
Oh, you'd like him. So, all right. So that's about it. I hope you've had a good show. Make sure that if you do get the chance, you vote for us at podcastalley.com. Just visit punkyradio.com. If you are a podcaster and you're registered on podcastpeers.org, please do vote for us.
Cause in the music category.
Because every vote for Punky is a vote for truth and justice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is saying it's got 30 seconds left. What's
that's
on
the CD player.
That's the CD player. What's the CD player? What's on after this? Have I put something on at the end of this?
No, it's the CD player. You're playing the beds off your laptop.
Oh, of course I am. Oh, well, in that case then, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Fuck that up, didn't I?
Yeah.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.